bounding the photon mass with the dedispersed pulses of the crab pulsar and FRB180916b, by Chen Ming Chong et al. Tight limits on the photon mass have been set through analyzing the arrival time differences of photons with different frequencies originating from the same astrophysical source. However, all these constraints have relied on using the first-order Taylor expansion of the dispersion due to a non-zero photon mass. In this work, we present an analysis of the non-zero photon mass dispersion with the second-order derivative of Taylor series. If the arrival time delay corrected for all known effects, including the first-order delay time due to the plasma and photon mass effects, is assumed to be dominated by the second-order term of the non-zero photon mass dispersion, a conservative upper limit on the photon mass can be estimated. Here we show that the dedispersed pulses with the second-order time delays from the crab pulsar and the fast radio burst FRB180916b pose strict limits on the photon mass, i.e., m gamma, 2 is less than or equal to 5.7 times 10 to the minus 46 kilograms, 3.2 times 10 to the minus 10 eV, c squared, and m gamma, 2 is less than or equal to 5.1 times 10 to the minus 47 kilograms, 2.9 times 10 to the minus 11 eV, c squared, respectively. This is the first time to study the possible second-order photon mass effect. This was bounding the photon mass with the dedispersed pulses of the crab pulsar and FRB180916b, by Chen Ming Chong et al.